Let's get caught up with Princeton boys basketball coach Damon Collins. It has been, other than the fact that they ran into Platte Valley, and you know, Platte Valley is what they are, so you run into Platte Valley, it's a difficult game. Platte Valley got the better of Princeton on Saturday in the championship game of the Albany tournament, but a pretty good start to the season for the Tigers with a couple of victories before that loss on Saturday last week at Albany. Conference opener tomorrow night, it'll be a rematch against Pattonsburg, a team that Princeton beat in the semifinals some 8 nights ago. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Just trying to prepare and get ready for a rematch here early in the season.
How much, I mentioned how difficult it is to play Platte Valley, and they're one of those teams that whenever you play them, it just seems like that it's harder to score points. Their defense is really good, and I think that's kind of what I looked at in that game and said, you know, they scored 62 against you, but they held you to 39. So was it really their defense that was the key factor on Saturday?
They definitely do a good job of of containing you and making you score in front of them, and only holding you to one shot as well, and not giving up a lot of second chance points. And as you said, points were kind of difficult to come by.
Did they put extra eyeballs on Talon at all, or did they pretty much play a straight up man to man?
Oh, they played man, but they definitely do a good job of help and trying to keep him from getting into the paint and making it difficult for him at all times. And of course, they always have a good athlete defending him as well.
What did you hope that your team learned from that game to take into the rest of the season, Coach?
Oh, I think showed signs that we could play with them at times. I think one big key was usually pass against them. We had a bunch of turnovers in the backcourt, and we still had more turnovers than we'd like. I think we ended with 16 or 17, but I think only one of those were in the backcourt. So, it's showing some improvement, but, still have a little ways to go.
Well, I was listening to, the first quarter and a half of that game Saturday, and it sounds like, you're trying to stay in there a little bit against Platte Valley, but Clay was shooting the ball really well. He kept you competitive in that game for a couple quarters.
He had a pretty good early start for us, and I think him and Town both ended with 13, but as you said, Clay's shooting got going early. I think he had a couple threes in the first quarter, another one in the second quarter. But he's definitely shot the ball well for us so far this season.
So on Tuesday, did your varsity play Lamoni, or was it your JV? How did that work out?
We played him with a JV and varsity doubleheader, so both teams got some action on Tuesday.
So how'd you look against Lamoni up at your place?
It was, not a very close game. Lamoni's kind of down a little bit this year, but, I think, we did a lot of good things and, were able to, I think, still show some improvements, and take steps forward where we're needing to go.
When you're playing a team where you're a heavy favorite and you really win in lopsided fashion, what are the things that you want the boys to concentrate on in an atmosphere like that where they're just the better team? Where, in a game like that, where do you really concentrate on to make sure the boys are getting better?
Obviously you're not wanting to, get in habits where, some other teams can take advantage of those mistakes. And I think, we did a pretty good job of that. Also, it's good getting some other kids minutes, and trying to get them more comfortable as well.
Is, Pattonsburg, we talked about them with your game against them last week at Albany. Are they as explosive as last year, Coach? Has graduation hit them a little bit? You've seen them. You get the rematch for tomorrow night. How up-tempo is Pattonsburg this year?
They'll play. They're not scared, to get up and down the court. And I think, they're just as explosive as they were. They definitely were against us last game. Like they hit 13 threes against us. And, it's definitely going to be something we're going to have to contain tomorrow night.
Around Talon and around Clay, who are some of the other guys that you have on the team this year, Coach? Whether they're, the other starters or they come off the bench, who are some of the guys who are catching your eyes really stepping up their game so far?
Kelly Thomas has been handling the ball for us a lot this year and doing a good job taking care of it. And he had a good scoring game as well last week in the tournament. He can always chip in and add some points for us on any given night. And some other guys do a good job in their spots are Cooper Boxley and Noel Schreffler. Then we've had some young guys step in, some freshmen with Cash Holt and Hunter Lowry have been doing a lot of good job chipping in some points, sometimes coming up with 6 or 8 points, and same thing, you know, with rebounds as well.
There is, I know this is a little bit down the pike, but we're looking at games here coming up Christmas week. Obviously, you got Holiday Hoops in there as well, but you got a game at home in about, let's see here, in about 11 nights against Green City. Yeah, yeah. You talked about, you know, Platte Valley being a test, Green City at Princeton. I think it's going to be one of the really good December games across the area.
Definitely, haven't got to look at that a whole lot, but, you know, kind of seen some of their scores and, you know, kind of know the guys that they have, and it's definitely going to be a big test, and, you know, glad to have them at home, but it's not going to be easy no matter where you play them.
You know, two-time quarterfinalists in Class 1, so, you know, Green City and Princeton will be awfully good. Coach, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, it should be a dynamite conference race. It gets started Friday night. You are officially the preseason favorite in the coach's poll, but it is expected to be a dogfight. How much confidence did your team get from getting that preseason nod as the preseason favorite in the conference?
Oh, I don't know that it does a whole lot. I think more than anything, I think it's trying to get them to understand, you know, that put the target on her back. You know, we're not going to come over there and catch teams by surprise. You know, they're going to be prepared and gunning for us, so we're going to be, at our best each night.
What's on the top of your list right now with practices? You got another one tonight before your game tomorrow. What are you working on to get better as a team as you get ready for Pattonsburg?
Oh, just, improving to clean things up and work on just, you know, all the fundamental things, continue to get shots up and trying to keep adding a little bit things in on the offense as we go.
What's the biggest challenge in playing Pattonsburg for the second time in 9 nights?
It's always a challenge playing the second team that they, kind of know you. But I think these two teams, you know, knew a lot about each other to begin with. I just think, you know, Pattonsburg going to come in with nothing to lose, which is always, dangerous when you're playing them because, they play with user with no conscience anyways and, you know, continue to, you know, they hit shots and they get going, they're hard to slow down.
So I've heard rumblings through, you know, you kind of hear, you know, Princeton's in a new conference. Who's going to kind of develop conference-wise as maybe a rival for Princeton over the next 5 to 10 years in these various sports? You played Pattonsburg in football. Obviously, it's a very entertaining, high-scoring game. You saw him last week. You're going to see him again tonight. And, you know, it's fairly close from Princeton to Pattonsburg. Do you see that developing as a potential rival for the Tigers?
I think anytime you see a team multiple times, I think you can definitely start to get a rivalry to develop. I think, as you said, you know, proximity, I think, you know, the kids know each other and usually makes for a pretty competitive game.
Yeah, it should be a fun night up at Princeton. It's Friday night at 7:30 for the boys, Pattonsburg at Princeton, right back into GRC play, GRC West play for the Tigers. Next Tuesday, they'll be up at Eagleville to take on the North Harrison Shamrocks. North Andrew will be at Princeton in another conference game on Friday the 15th. Coach, congrats on your 4-1 start. Good luck tomorrow night against the Panthers.
Thank you. As always, we appreciate your coverage.